quite a while now, Rick has been talking about the broad theme of things that matter, what matters to us. And one of the things that matters a lot is what we believe, what we think about God, how we understand God. And part of the different flow of worship that Rick mentioned that we've been talking about, that we're going to do this morning, is we're going to go through the Apostles' Creed together. And I pause to let that sink in, because I'm sure there are questions. One of the questions I think that would come to mind is, why do we need a creed? Why don't we just use the Bible? And I hope you thought about that. I hope you asked that question. That's a really important question. But when you think about it, we use a lot of things besides the Bible. In a little while, we're going to have a sermon. We often read books that are helpful in understanding the Bible and understanding how we follow the Lord. Commentaries can be really helpful as we study the Bible itself. Videos. And the Creed. The Creed is just another, not just, I don't want to minimize it. The Creed is another supplement to our primary focus on the Scriptures. In fact, and this is my, no matter what Rick says, this is my infomercial. I thought often about having a class on the Bible and the Creed, and so that would be of interest, but no, think about doing that at some point, maybe this summer, maybe 6 or 8 weeks, something like that, and I'd be excited about that. J.I. Packer says, the Bible, there's about 1 million words in the Bible, give or take. And that's like a street map that shows every side street, every little alley in detail. And there are about 100 words in the Creed. And that's like a highway map that just shows the major roads, the major thoroughfares. And both kinds of maps are important. Ultimately, you need a detailed map to get where you're going. But it's often helpful to have the overview highway map. And that's what the Creed is. The Creed is an overview that helps us. I do want to make one comment. I don't know how familiar some of you are with the Apostles' Creed, but lest it be a distraction or cause concern, we're going to say the word Catholic. And you'll say it with a little C. Okay? And that's important, because the Apostles' Creed goes back to maybe the second, maybe the early third century. Way before there was a Roman Catholic Church. So if that's a concern for you, it shouldn't be. The word Catholic, whether it's a big C or a little C, the word Catholic means universal, that there's one church. Yes, there's Wheatfield, and there's the Baptist Church down the street, and the Episcopal Church down the road, but there's one church. There's one holy Catholic Church, one universal church. And even going through the Creed is such a good reminder of that, because it gives us a sense of connection with the universal church for hundreds of years, all over the world. Christians have been saying what we're going to say this morning. They've been repeating this Creed as an affirmation of what we believe, what it means to follow the triune God. So I hope as we're saying this in a moment, you'll think about a lot of things. You'll think about the words, the content, but you'll also think about there was some peasant in some Roman village in 412 AD who was saying the same thing. Or somebody in Romania or Italy, you know, whatever. Your choice. The known world. So that's the connection that we have as we go through the Creed. When Rick asked me to do this, I thought, oh, good. I'll make a PowerPoint slide, and that way we can watch the slide and watch the words and go through it together. Well, that didn't work out. Then I thought, okay, I'll do a handout. I'll print up 100 copies or something like this, and we can go through the handout. Well, that didn't happen either. And as I'm borderline panic, what do we do? I'm thinking, the church has been saying the Creed way before PowerPoint, way before printed words, I'm sure this is right. Come talk to me. I would love to have a conversation. I'd come talk with you and talk about that. And specifically, if there's something in the creed that you think is not biblical, that you don't believe, let's talk about that too. I need to stand with me. And we repeat the Apostles' Creed together. And again, I'll read a line, and then you can repeat it. I believe in God.
I believe in God.
The Father Almighty. Creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ.
His only Son.
Our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit. Born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate. Was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended to heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit. The Holy Catholic Church. The communion of saints. The forgiveness of sins. The resurrection of the body. And the life everlasting.
Amen.
Pray with me once again. Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we affirm our belief in you. We affirm our love for you. We affirm your love for us. We thank you for that.
Yes.
Help us to know you better, Lord. Help our knowledge of you to enhance our worship of you, to enable us to honor you, to affirm you, to acclaim you better. And use our worship to help us to know you better, Lord. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and